You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So it's all for play for still.
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Aston Villa fans, and welcome to my car for a post-match podcast for Aston Villa versus Wolves, and Aston Villa 2, Wolves 0. An absolutely brilliant result, a brilliant result for our Champions League hopes, and a brilliant result given what Spurs did when they jammily got a goal in the last minute against Luton, albeit that they did have all the running in that game today. But I love that game. I love that game from Aston Villa today. I know a lot of people will talk about maybe the first 25 minutes, the first half an hour and so on. I think there was one stage Sky Sports threw up that they had a, that the Spur or that Wolves had a 74%, I think, of possession. Villa only had 26%. And the commentators were, I suppose, rightly to be a small bit surprised with regards to that. But personally, I thought that this game was well worked by Unai Emery. I thought that he managed this game well. I thought that he managed the substitutions really, really well. We'll get onto that in a moment as well. But I think that he managed the initial Wolves. And apologies if I keep calling them Spurs. I've just been talking to a lad about Spurs, and he's been telling me about that Spurs are like 95 million times better than Villa, and Villa are fluky to be where they are. And so I've got a bit of Spurs on the brain at the moment. But I think Villa managed this game really well. They managed the first 20 minutes, 25 minutes well, from a Wolves point of view. Yes, did we get an awful lot going in that period of time? No, I don't think so. But I think that I think we got our shape right. I think we didn't allow Wolves to do too much. They had that Sarabia chance at the back post, at the I think it was the back post. We also had the ball in the back of the net during that period of time as well. It was ruled offside, which was a correct offside. So I think Villa were kind of playing a bit of cat and mouse with Wolves a good bit in the first half. And then we got the goal. And the goal was an absolute cracker from Moussa Diaby. Really well-worked goal. Obviously, he puts his laces through it and sticks it in the back of the net. And I thought, like, obviously, when we got the goal, I thought we were looking at the going. Probably if the right was right, we would have gone in 2-1 up, I think, at halftime. But I think we would have been by far the happier team regardless, even if we had gone in at 0-0. Because I think what we were doing was correct. And then in the second half, there was substitutions. There was obviously a substitution at halftime, John Duran. I'm just looking at here, The Athletic, there's a piece popped up here. It says, Aston Villa have the best record in the league when we take a lead in any game. And today it was no different. Going 1-0 up, well, I felt we were never going to lose this game. I didn't even feel we were going to draw this game. after we went 1-0 up. I felt supremely confident because I thought that the team really galvanised themselves an awful lot. I thought Diego Carlos was really good. I thought Pau Torres was really, really assured at the back there as well. But we made substitutions at halftime. Ollie Watkins comes off. Anybody know the situation with Watkins? My initial thoughts are, Unai Emery recently has had this penchant for just giving people 45 minutes. And I have a funny feeling that today was one of those games for Ollie Watkins where Unai Emery just gave him 45 minutes to manage his workload. Now, I could be wrong. I don't know if somebody knows any different, has seen anything on Twitter, has heard anything from Villa Park. I don't know. And Alex B says there he had a tight hamstring. Yeah, at Sky Sports, they were speculating that was the situation. But yeah, John Duran comes on. I think there was a statistic came up, said he had no touches after being on for like 10 minutes, but did his normal thing, was massive chaos, and was a big reason why the ball goes in at the back post for Ezri Konsa for our second goal. So I think Unai Emery was really spot on in this game. I think, look, there's a couple of people have mentioned, you know, setups from Unai Emery that maybe have not been correct to start the game. I think today he managed this game absolutely brilliantly. I think he was the better manager on the day. I feel sorry a small bit for Gary O'Neill. I know a lot of people will not feel sorry for him. I don't feel sorry for him against us, but I feel sorry for him in particular at the moment. The league seems to be struggling with huge amounts of injuries. Like, lots of teams seem to be struggling with huge amount of injuries. And I don't know how to solve it, and I don't think the league knows how to solve it. A lot of professional sports in general are struggling with huge amount of injuries at the moment. And I think there's probably going to have to be some sort of recalibration on overworking of players, CBA stuff like that, bargaining agreements and stuff like that, whether the players' union get together or something like that. I don't know. Because we've had our fair share of injuries, albeit ours have been season-ending in the ACL types, and we've had long hamstring injuries and so on. But a lot of other teams are getting massive amount of niggles through the year. Now, let them get injuries, as I say, it helps us. But I suppose from an overall standpoint of the game itself, I think it's probably something that has to be looked at. Like Gary O'Neill today has to, the only two fit strikers he has are two 18-year-olds. And, you know, when you talk about the Premier League being the best league in the world, those two strikers, Nathan Fraser has a shot against the side netting at the very end. And the guy who started didn't really do a whole point. You know, so Wolves were kind of playing an awful lot with their hand tied by their back, behind their back in a lot of ways, specifically going forward. Now, I don't care. We needed to beat Wolves, and beat Wolves we did. So as I say, like from I'm talking more about an overall standpoint of probably professional sport in general, but definitely the Premier League at the moment, the amount of injuries that are going on. But it was nice for us to see the setup that we had and the fact that we could take players off, and hopefully Ollie Watkins isn't too badly injured. We've got Tuesday coming up. We've got a big game then against Brentford, which I really hope that's the 3 points we really need to target. And then I personally think we need 5 points towards the end of the season then to get at least fifth place. But going back to this game, and I know this is going to be a really short one, guys. I'm not going to stay very long because I don't know how long my internet is going to last. But going back to this game, a couple of really good performances, I thought, from Aston Villa here. A couple of really good performances from Wolves, which I'll talk about as well, because I think it's fair to talk about that too. But I think Villa's two real unsung heroes for Aston Villa today were Youri Tielemans. I think won't get the credit that he deserves today. I thought Tielemans was absolutely excellent in midfield. I thought a couple of passes that he made to people who didn't make the most of them, one being Ollie Watkins, when Watkins fired very high, wide and handsome in the first half. Like just a really poor finish from him. He had to work the goalkeeper there. You have to go low and across the goalkeeper there. I don't know what he was thinking about going for high into. And he took the shot with his left foot. So I'm wondering, was that part of... Oh, as my light goes out here. I'm wondering, was that part of maybe the issue that he had? But I think Youri Tielemans was really, really good today. Also, this guy isn't an unsung hero because he ended up getting a goal, but I thought Ezri Konsa was superb in every facet of the play. He was superb in defence. He was superb going forward as well when he was needed. But neither of the two of them would be my man of the match. And I think the comms team got it absolutely spot on. I think they got absolutely spot on today with Moussa Diaby being man of the match. I thought he stretched the play brilliantly. I thought he was perfectly positioned in that half space at every single time to take that ball, to pull one of the three centre halves with him. And I just thought today was a day where he brought his toys and just went and played in the sandbox. I thought he was absolutely brilliant today. And his goal, not just his goal, but I think he's all-around play. When, like, he's not going to be this player that's going to grab the game by the scruff of the neck, but he's going to be this player that when you get him into the spaces, and when he's in those spaces, and he might only get 30 touches a game of meaning, of note, but when he does, he's going to turn a player, he's going to draw players towards him. Morgan Rodgers was the same on the other side, and I think that was the nice synergy between the two guys there as well. Morgan Rodgers on the other side, obviously not discounting Bailey's great efforts as well today, but I think the three of them worked. A lot of people, and you're dead right to say this in a lot of ways, about Morgan Rodgers needs to know when to let the ball go. My counter, not so much counter argument to this, but like the amount of players that get drawn towards somebody of Morgan Rodgers' stature. This, what I mean by the stature, like a 6'1" guy carrying the ball from the wing into the middle of midfield, is that in a way is golden for teams on the counter-attack. It's absolutely golden. We saw it at one stage there when Nouri pulls him back, referee waves play on, Sarabia then drags him back, and one yellow card was given. That should have been two yellow cards anyway. That's number one. But the amount of players that he sucks in, yes, should he get rid of the ball a small bit quicker? Yes, absolutely. He's 21 years of age. He's making a step up into the perceived best league in the world. And I think that will come. But that carrying ability and the fact that it's no coincidence that he carries from wide in central to drag as many players to him, because we like that bombing left fullback. While Moreno, I thought, wasn't great again today, but he wasn't great. He wasn't poor either, but I think at times, you know, Semedo was looking to have a go at him as often as he could. And by Rodgers being able to come in midfield and let that runner go on the left-hand side, I think that was very beneficial to Aston Villa. And fair play to Morgan Rodgers. I think he deserves a lot of plaudits. And if he is the player for the rest of the season where we get maybe 60 good minutes out of him and bring on the chaos agent, number two, part of the Chaos Brothers is Ronan Ward, one of my mates calls him, with John Duran, brings on Zaniolo, and Zaniolo has performances like he did today, well then fair play to Unai Emery. He's got two players humming and in positions that we need, with Jacob Ramsey also on the mending table as well. So there's a lot to be excited about on that left-hand side. It may not look very pretty at times from Morgan Rodgers, but I'm 100% of the opinion that when you look back, if you were to look back at just his touches in this game today, he's been told to carry that ball, specifically against a five-man midfield, if you want to call it, when they play three at the back. He's been told to carry that ball in, I'm just seeing here, the Premier League app, man of the match is Emiliano Martinez for today's game.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That beggars belief. But Rodgers is told to carry it inside so that he's able to try and break the line of midfield players. I'm 100% convinced that's the exact tactic that he was used today. Now, could he let it go a small bit quicker? Absolutely. And that will come with time. And I was really impressed with him today. I was really impressed with his upright running, with his stature when he was being hit when he had the ball. There was times when it was like rugby for him today. But he just got on with it and he seems to play with a smile on his face. And he seems to be a great character around the place too. Wolves players today. That Gomez land midfield. I know he got his debut for Brazil. I thought he was really good. I like their midfield three in general. I like Tommy Doyle. Really like Tommy Doyle too. I was sniffing around or trying to scratch around to see if he had any Irish heritage. I'm sure he does with a surname like that, but alas, it seems that he isn't Irish qualified, because I'd really like to see him in our midfield. And the other midfielder they have, Lamina, I'm on record as saying I'm a fan of his as well. But I think Wolves were really hamstrung today by striking options that just didn't have them. Sarabia had a lot of work to do. He ran out of steam at times, and you know, it was up to their fullbacks then to get into the game. And I think we really locked down their fullbacks as the game went on as well. So fair play. I think this one really, a couple of people have said to me recently, and they've said in comments before, you know, this draws on Unai Emery or this losses on Unai Emery because of his selection. I think a lot of people should come away with the feeling today that this win is on Unai Emery today, because I think his substitutions were fantastic. I think his setup was fantastic. And I think, you know, we've gotten that 3 points today at home, which is absolutely massive as well. I'm going to try and play and share some comments here. I do apologize. When I'm on the phone and in the middle of nowhere, it's very, very difficult. Ujan Singh says, did the Abbey and Bailey linked up really well again? Great chemistry. Absolutely. Really enjoyed that, the two of them as well. A lot of you guys saying tight hamstring for that. Jordi Villan says, Roger's looking better, but he does need to defend more. He left Moreno exposed repeatedly. I'm going to say I thought Moreno's positioning today was about five yards. He was 5 yards higher than he normally is today, but then again, I'll have to watch that back. And I thought Semedo was just a better fullback than Moreno today. But you do have a point there, Jordi Villan. Maybe it is, maybe Rogers coming inside does leave him too exposed. I think I'll have to watch that one back as well, for sure. 100%. Helen says, important clean sheet today. Diaby coming back into form again, and Zaniolo tracking back for far more now, which is great to see. Lots of positives up the Villa. Yeah, I'm going to talk about Zaniolo. Zaniolo came on today and played with his hair on fire, and I love that about him today. He played with real passion. There was an absolutely excellent interception he had on the edge of our box when the ball dropped to one of our players who, the name is escaping, I think it might have been Lamina. And Zaniolo just gets in front of him, tips the ball away from him, carries on his run and passes it off. And, you know, you'd expect that from a Douglas Luiz. You'd expect that from a Bouba Kamara. You'd expect that from a John McGinn. Maybe you might even expect it from a Tielemans. But I did not expect that from a Nicola Zaniolo. Not a hope in hell. And I was like thinking to myself, if this guy has 10 good games in him between now and the end of the season, and we're going to see his 10 best games for Aston Villa, I will applaud his name for every single second of those games. Not that I wouldn't applaud it anyway, but if he comes to form now for those last 10 games and does it down the stretch in the business minutes of this league and of this Europa Conference League, well then fair play to him. He's a man of savage character. He's a man of great integrity as well to do it for an Aston Villa team whereby he probably won't be around next year, but wants to play himself into some good form and fortune. And I just thought he was really good today, and he was unlucky for a goal himself as well in the end. A couple of you guys saying there that he plays Zaniolo over Rodgers. I'm okay with Zaniolo having that Bailey role, that previous Bailey role of coming off the bench. I think he's probably better than that. The Welland Valley says, love Diego in the center. I thought Diego Carlos was really good today. There was another, he had a brilliant block at the back post as well. And I thought he looked fit again for the first time in a long time today. And it was really nice to see. And he justified his start over Clement Longley as well, something I thought was coming But yeah, very good from him as well. Nick McMahon says, Nick, thank you so much as well. Nick has booked tickets for our live podcast on the 19th of April. Can't wait. Great time to be alive. We're looking forward to everybody who is coming to that as well. Tickets are still available on yapsody.com. You can type in YAPSODY and then For the Love of Paul McGrath, and you'll be able to find tickets for it there. It's on the Aston Social at, I think it's 7:30 on the 19th of April. If anybody's around, we'd love to see you there as well. So I'm going to leave you guys. Oh, whoa, whoa, watch that. Cheers from Winnipeg. Brilliant. Winnipeg Walter. What a super. Although, Winnipeg Walter, that Bengals avatar. A big Browns fan here, so we might have to have a few words over that. But thank you so much for coming along. I do appreciate you. I'm only joking. We'll leave our NFL rivalries aside. Aston Villa fans are brothers, and you're certainly more than welcome here. Whether you be in Winnipeg, or whether you be in Antarctica, or whether you be in West Limerick, you're welcome here on this podcast, regardless of who you are. And we would love to have you. And also. On that note, thank you to the 282 of you guys who are watching this as well. I really appreciate everybody's time as my light kicks off. That could be my cue to go, and I am going to go. I'm going to come back on Monday once I hit dry land again, and we'll have Paddy with us. I'd like to get his feelings in that game. But thank you so much, everybody, for your time. I really appreciate it. Aston Villa 2, Wolves 0. Aston Villa back in fourth place with that 3-point buffer, albeit that Spurs have a game in hand. I'm going to go inside and watch Manchester United versus Brentford now and hope for a Brentford win. And I hope you all do too. But in the meantime, everybody, stay safe, stay healthy. And all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.